Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real As Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Taylor Yates
and Paige Yates.
In this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
T, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What have you been up to?
So, some rock climbing, actually, like a local rock gym. So, my son went to a birthday party that was at a rock climbing gym, and it was pretty cool. And my son made it. He was one of two kids that was able to make it to the top of the rock wall. And so, I was like, okay, maybe, you know, he seems to have some interest and talent in this. So, I'll go get certified at the local rock gym so that I can take him to do that. And he loves it. And I'm actually afraid of heights. I don't do any climbing. So, but he likes it. And so I'm happy to be the guy holding the rope so that he can partake.
That's pretty cool. And just so you know, when I was teaching many, many years ago, we had an Outward Bound program at our school because mm-hmm. It was the Carroll School in Lincoln, which was for dyslexic kids. And my kids were such incredible climbers. They actually would go face first down off the fire escapes. And I would be going, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. And I'm not sure that's a great idea anyways. Like,
they were fabulous climbers. But we had a climbing wall at the school. So they would go up to the top.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really cool. It was part of their physical education. Yeah. So it was very cool.
Cool. So this week we're working on, we're talking about cozy decor ideas for a holiday ready home. So what do you think are the essential elements for creating like a cozy winter wonderland vibe in your home?
So some of the things that I like mm-hmm. and are greenery.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think—
What kind of greenery?
It could be wreaths inside the home. It would be boughs.
Mm-hmm. Do you go with wreaths and boughs? Do you go with live wreaths and boughs or are you a plastic convert?
So I think in certain spaces I use plastic.
Uh-huh.
I hate to admit that, but on the tables and areas that you can kind of have that smell of evergreen emulating through your kitchen eat-in area, I like live. For the fireplaces, I sometimes use something that is not real.
Flammable. Extremely flammable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do that. Yeah. I also think candles, all kinds of different sizes and different colors are very pretty. And I think having throw blankets around where you might build a fire, or have the house decorated for a holiday, and you're sitting around watching football, it's great to have a throw blanket kind of behind a chair or in a basket that you can just kind of tap into. I find that more and more people end up on the couch with the blankets. And I think all those things warm up a kitchen family room area.
Yeah. Totally. No, I agree with you. And I think the plant life matters a lot. Of course, we're not quite there yet, but we soon will be to the point where putting out a Christmas tree makes a big difference. And what you put around that can make a big difference. We have over the years collected a bunch of knickknacks of holiday decor. So we have those out. I don't know if they're stylish or chintzy, but our kids like them. So that's kind of all we really care about.
Oh, I've spent 30 years doing that.
Yeah.
So I have bins of decorative items
right,
whether it's tablescaping or whether it's putting them around the family room or kitchen area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all kind of fun and different. And I think it warms up an area because you get excited about whatever holiday's coming.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you balance that with maintaining a functional home, right? Balance the decor.
So I just watched an Instagram post where the guy said he was into maximizing things.
Maximalism?
Maximalize. And I was like, every space in his room,
yes,
in his apartment had pictures and things that he had. I was stunned. I mean, it was all in a special place and it was definitely very well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a believer of, if you put too much out, then you miss the beauty of some of the things that you might want to showcase. For instance, at Christmas, I have a tree that I fill with hand-carved ornaments that I collected, have been collecting for 50 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of special, and each ornament has a special reminder of when I was given it. One is for my 40th birthday or, right. you know, when some you have a brand new dog or something like that. So mm-hmm. I think you want to be able to see those specialty pieces that mm-hmm. you've found or you've inherited from another family member. Mm-hmm. So I would just say covering every single space may not be the best way to showcase the specialty items.
Right. I mean, maximalism is definitely a design trend. And I don't know, I think I've heard that it's a Gen Z thing. I'm not sure if that's true for just people blame new things on new people. So, but I agree with you. I don't think I am not a maximalist either. Because if that's what you're going to do with your house, like that is the only thing you're going to do with your house. And for those of us who have kids and jobs and even just like an interest in relaxing, it is hard to maintain that. So I think some kind of balance, like looking, there are certain spaces in the home that beg to be accented, right? Like fireplace mantles, windows, right? Other areas around windows, small tables, bookcases. Those are the places that I would start. And if you need more, then you can start asking, hey, should I tackle my kitchen table or my coffee table or something like that? But start with the things that really are, they don't have a lot of utility other than to be beautiful.
Well, and I also think that anybody who has small children, they're already maxed out with toys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I'm already, it's like.
So whether it's the Fisher Price or all the little pieces that you collect with children, you can't help.
Legos.
Yeah, Legos, whatever it is. Yeah. It's always cumbersome for people that have small children. So.
For sure. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and then we'll have a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. All right, so this week's question is, can you describe your process for helping clients find the right property? That's actually probably a whole episode or like a whole set of episodes about this topic, because this is probably one of the hardest things that we do. What I can say in short is it starts with getting to know who you are as a person. So for example, I've got a house under contract right now for these people where it's actually an 18th century farmhouse that has been totally remodeled from the ground floor up. And it was perfect for this couple because the husband really likes old farmhouses and the wife does not. She likes things to be new and modern and easy to use. And so there's just only so many houses in the area like that. So for them, if I didn't know them and had not gone to several houses with them and talked about like, what do you like versus what do you like? I would have never, I don't know that we would have actually made that offer and gotten that house. But because I had done that work to understand who they are, I could say, look, we're not going to find another house like this for another 6 months. So let's do what we got to do to get it.
It's interesting that you say that because I think that when you start with a client, you tend to ask them what they like, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so you prioritize fixer-uppers.
Yep.
What street they might like, whether it's a neighborhood or maybe it's more rural and they have more privacy.
Right.
And I think you make a list as a broker of the things that you want to put into a pot.
Right.
For that person. But the reality is the most information I gather from a person or looking, a client looking, is when I show them five different houses.
Totally.
Because then what they really like comes to the forefront.
Totally.
Because I think that you have a conversation and you are correct in gathering information about what they want, neighborhood, near a hospital, town center.
Yeah.
Colonial versus a ranch, you know, whatever it might be their taste. But the reality is when you go and see things, that information becomes critical because what they've told us initially and what they end up really liking and where they're willing to make concessions don't always match where we started.
Totally.
So it's a process.
Yeah. Why don't we put a pin in this one? We'll tackle it in January. Maybe this will be our topic for the month. All right. Well, thank you for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yatesboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yates Team Boston. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you enjoyed this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yates Team Boston, or on the web at yatesboston.com.